15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It is 12:48. Time to get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. It's also time for the Bechtel Breakdown.
Let's do it. The Bechtel Breakdown for Friday, November 15th, 2024. Here we go. Usually we'd start the breakdown with football, but the Pirates put something out there that is so insane that I love so much at the exact same time.
Wow, what?
So, Topps has tweeted out a first look of the Paul Skeens 1-of-1 rookie debut patch autograph card that's coming out. It came out on November 13th. So, the Pirates tweeted out a big graphic saying, to the lucky person that finds this card, we'd love to bring this card home to PNC Park to share with all the Pirates fans. And the Pirates have put out their official offer to whoever gets this card. And it includes 2 Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years, a softball game for 30 people at PNC Park, plus coaching from Pirates alumni. Also, a spring training experience like none other, a private tour of Pirate City and Leecom Park, a meet and greet with Paul Skeens, 2 Paul Skeens autographed jerseys, take batting practice and warm up with the team, and other unique experiences at Pirate City and Leecom Park. All that is yours if you bring the card home to PNC Park.
Wait a second. So we need to call the general.
The general is the first
the general
person I
has
thought of.
Ways to get cards, right? So
this is a crazy offer. I love it.
So how did I'm confused. How would you go about trying to get this card?
Okay, so you would have to open it up in a one lucky pack of the 2024 yeah. Topps Chrome update that was released 2 days ago. So somebody has
you
this in their
go out
possession.
And buy some, it's already out there. If I go out and buy some right now, could I get it?
You could. But it's in the Topps Chrome update pack. So if those packs are still available, you have a chance. Or if you've already bought one, you might already have this Paul Skeens 1-of-1 debut patch autograph card.
You know how would you know? How would you know if you had it?
I think you'd know.
Is there others like it, this is definitely the 1-of-1?
Yes, it says 1-of-1 MLB debut on it.
Yeah, I think
that's a good way to do it.
I was going to say there's also ways to like look on the back. I think to see like how many in a series it is.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen here, Joe?
What?
Our pal Limits, he's going to get 50 packs of cards. He's going to open up 49 of them, be very hurt, be very depressed because he cannot find this Paul Skeens card. He's going to open up that 50th pack, and there at the top will be this Paul Skeens rookie card, this 1-of-1.
Like Willy Wonka.
He'll see it ever so slightly. He'll close the pack back up and hope that nobody around him sees that he has the card. He'll go running to Joe Starkey's house where Grandpa Joe is laying in a slumber. He's watching The Price is Right. And he's going to walk in with that card. And newly refined Grandpa Joe is going to jump out of bed, click those heels together, and know that he's going to sit behind home plate with Limits for the next 3 decades.
Is that a promise or a threat?
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I'll be like Grandpa Joe and Willy Wonka is what you're saying.
Yes.
Just laying around for 30 years, having everyone else do the work, and then the kid comes in with the golden ticket, and I miraculously jump out of bed.
And Limits has that golden ticket, and it's the Paul Skeens rookie card.
Oh, would that be great?
I'm going to have to go find a way to buy this right now and see if I can be the lucky man.
That is truly incredible what they're offering. Next.
Awesome. How about this, Joe? This was tweeted at you, Donnie and I. Former Raven Bart Scott thinks Patrick Queen is going to blank around and find out with the Ravens on Sunday, saying, even though we hate the Steelers, we respect them and will never admit that out loud. How about that?
The key is, I always said, respect comes retroactively. Bart Scott did not behave very respectfully toward the Steelers. I don't think they respected him then. They hated him. And he's also saying, since they don't admit it, that the hate outweighs the respect. I don't feel well. Next.
And again, Joe doesn't understand that what Bart Scott is literally the point of the entire thing. All right. How about the Bills?
What?
There is hatred and respect
yeah,
there.
I know.
What Bart Scott said is my argument.
No, it's not your argument. Play his argument again. I can't believe we're still talking about this. He said that you lead with hate for the Browns and Bengals.
The thing I like about this rivalry, which is a little bit off the beaten path, is that there's so much respect in this rivalry. I feel like the Steelers, you hate Cincinnati. You hate Cleveland. You respect Baltimore.
There you go. So respect outweighs hate.
And they work hand in hand with each other. Next. It's not like hate is absent. Baltimore...
Work hand in hand.
They work hand in hand together. They're down the assembly line working hand in hand, I guess. Buffalo has ruled out Dalton Kincaid for this game
My
on
God,
Sunday.
They have no receivers left. There's no Amari Cooper. There's no...
No Keon Coleman.
Coleman and now Kincaid?
Cooper's not officially out yet, but... Well, I mean, is this game just going to Kansas City again? Is the luckiest team in the NFL going to get another big break?
This is a disaster.
I know we're making our picks later, but, I mean, they are... I don't want to say outweighing the deck or anything like that, but things are breaking the way of the Chiefs.
Yeah, man. That stinks. All right, next.
Bengals and Chargers Sunday night football. Cincinnati already with 6 losses. If the Bengals lose, the question is not if they're out of the division race. I think we know that. Are they out of the playoff race if the Bengals lose?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to quickly pull up their schedule because I am pretty sure that at least on paper – and obviously the game is not played on paper, but on paper, that schedule is not super daunting after the game against L.A. They do have the Steelers right after that, but then they have a game against Dallas, a game against Tennessee, a game against Cleveland, a game against Denver at home.
Yeah.
Before they travel back to Pittsburgh. I think that's 4 wins right there between the Pittsburgh trips.
They're not truly done till their 9th loss. They'd still have 2 to work with, and the team they're chasing, the Broncos, has to come to Cincy. So the answer to that is no. We have to go, Limits.
Can I give you one quick thing?
Of course you can.
Livy Dunn has just weighed in on the proposed card 1 of 1 with Paul Skeens. She just tweeted, "Let's raise the stakes. The person who finds the card can sit with me at a Pirates game in my suite."
Oh my God.
Limits just pre-ordered 500 boxes.
Limits just spent his entire family's savings.
Grandpa Joe just gave him a nickel and he went out there to get...
How much money do I have stashed away?
Wow. All right.